And he was a tricky fellow, was Ted Arnold.
So was he.
The house next to you then, you know, down there. We used to have the big old caravan in the back garden where he used to cut the hair.
I've got all his photographs, haven't I? Yeah.
You've got a photo of that.
I've got all the photos he had up around the wall inside of the war pictures of soldiers.
Oh, he's got
you know.
All sorts in there, yes. Yeah.
Where did he live, Clifford? Hmm? Where did he live?
Adjoining John's house over there, where Aunt Eleanor lived then.
Eleanor.
Oh, in Eleanor's. Oh, lived in
Eleanor's. Well, Aunt Eleanor never married. So, she worked away for quite a long time during the war and all sorts. She worked up at the Firs. But then when her mother got old, I mean, she came back home and she looked after my grandmother and subsequently Ted Anstis until he died.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was a grumpy old sod. He really was. as a kid, just a young kid, when I came from Sunday school, Sunday afternoons, I was under instruction to call in and see my grandmother. Well, one Sunday, I mean, you went in the front door of that place and that went straight into the living room. Being a kid, I went roaring in there, round the corner, plonked down on the settee, and I sat on his bowler hat and squashed it. He never spoke to me for years, donkey's years. He was getting very frail and old before he spoke to me. I'd done that deliberately, and he wouldn't have anything to do with me after that.
Yeah.
If I went to see my grandmother, old Ted used to go down the allotments a lot. And he came back, my grandmother see him go down on his bike down the slope. I got shoved out the front door a bit quick. But they were a tricky lot, the Anstons. The story goes, I mean, there were a lot, quite a bunch of them, lived in where Dr. Clark lives.